Hey, Divin Nation, today's episode we're filming in one of Akron's favorite breweries, 83 Brewing. We try some of the beers on tap at 83 Brewing and join head brewer Guru Chris for a tour and an interview. Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned. And welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the dull American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and today we're filming at one of Akron's favorite breweries, 83, which is right off of East Market Street in one of the old Goodyear buildings here in downtown Akron. We're gonna start with one of my favorite parts of the show, beer reviews. It's beer review time. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, so the first beer I'm going to try is called the Buried to Death Raspberry and Blackberry Gose. So of course, when we were doing our interview, I said, pour me a whole one of these. I don't want one of these little samplers, right? Give me a whole one of this. So as you can see, I mean, just that dark red crimson color, right? Kind of like a Buckeye color, scarlet and gray, right? Give it a taste or a sniff. I mean, it's got that tartness. You can kind of taste or smell the raspberries. Yeah, I mean, this is what a typical Gose smells like. I mean, and just how dark and deep. It is going to be so fruity and so tart and so awesome. So let's give it a try. Outstanding. Totally get the fruitiness. Totally tell that it's raspberry. And maybe a little blackberry. You know, sometimes those berries are harder to distinguish between themselves. But tart, but not too tart. Has a little bit of crispness. Has a little bit of an aftertaste that lingers. A fruity aftertaste. I mean, it's delicious. Definitely, if you are a Gose lover, you love the kind of, you know, even a dry wine. You love a Rheingeist bubbles that we've reviewed on the show previously. If you like maybe a drier, like something light, like a Chardonnay, you will completely love this Gose. Outstanding, outstanding. I am going to finish that one when we're done with the show. So my rating for the Buried to Death Raspberry Blackberry Gose is 9.7. Whoa! I think that's the highest thing I've ever done. It is a delicious. Oh, and the ABV on it, 7%. So this is not a, you know, run-of-the-mill Gose. It's got some to it, you know, got some muscle. So you definitely don't want to be drinking this all night if you don't drink a lot of beer or a lot of alcohol because, you know, you are going to be, swerving when you're driving, right? Which don't drive and drink and drive, of course. But you definitely don't want to, you know, have a headache from one of these delicious beers. So 7%, don't fool around with that, okay? I gotta have another one of these. Okay, the next beer that we're gonna try is called the Berliner Nice, and it is a wheat ale. The ABV on this is 4.5%. So, you know, looking up at the light, it's that real pale, slightly straw color. Very clear. Little bit of effervescence of a head on top. Nothing crazy, right? Let's give it a whiff. It has that almost, it's got a unique scent to it. Almost like a bread, bready scent to it. Bread or crackers. I made my kids some an English muffin today, and it's almost what it smells like. So definitely bread smell. Wow, this is not what I thought this would be. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a sour wheat ale. So he combined the wheat with the sour, and that's what you're getting. Very light, not as tart as this gose. Anytime you have a gose, you get that like tartness from the fruit, right? This is a little more sweet. It's almost like similar to a donut where you get that sweetness from the frosting or the glaze, but then you still have that breadiness. You can taste the bread. So I'm not sure if that's the barley that they're using or maybe the yeast, I'm not sure. But you have a combination. Think of if a gose, not as tart though, but a gose, you know, had a baby with an ale, where you get the sweetness, but then you get that ale-type flavor. Very unique. I've never had one like this before. So it's a sour wheat ale. Interesting. So my rating for the Berliner Nice sour wheat ale is 8.1. You know, I love the tartness of it. I love that it has a little sweetness to it. I'm not sure I like the breadiness. I think if you married this with maybe, you know, a different type of ale that wasn't so bready, it would be fantastic. But still, 8.1, wonderful. Did they do a great job? Absolutely. But I'm not quite a bread lover in my beer when it's that much of a bread. I mean, it's like heavy bread. So now we're gonna get into the big dogs on their menu. This next one is called Better Than Gold, and it's an Imperial Dortmunder. I have never had an Imperial Dortmunder. I've had an Imperial Stout, and I've had a regular Dortmunder. Now you're marrying the two again. Wow, these guys are crazy and innovative and are trying all kinds of different stuff. The ABV on this, 9.7. So you better pull up your big girl panties on this one if you're gonna handle it, right? All right, so as you can see, very pale, similar to the first one that we did. Oh, I'm sorry, it's this one, sorry. Kind of caramely, right? Because it's a Dortmunder. So you got that toasty, roasty, caramely color, okay? Sorry, I picked up the wrong one. Let's give it a whiff. You know, not very hoppy at all. I don't have a lot of bitterness or anything. I mean, it smells like a Dortmunder. If you think like traditionally around this area, a Great Lakes Dortmunder, right? Smells just like it. All right, let's give it a taste. Wow. Okay, we got another baby coming. Think of your stout, like an Imperial Stout, has a baby with a Dortmunder. You don't get as much of the toasty, roasty flavor of a stout as you do with this, right? It's not that toasty, roasty, coffee-ish flavor, but you get that wininess because it's higher in the ABV. but you still get a little bit of the toasty roasty, but not too, it's not too heavy. I'm sure this last one's gonna be a lot heavier than that. Wow. You definitely better lift up the girls if you're gonna drink this one. It is strong, but very, very flavorful. You definitely wanna sip this guy and enjoy it on a beautiful Friday after work, right? During happy hour. So my rating for the Better Than Gold Imperial Dortmunder is 8.8. Yeah, I love it. You don't want to mess around with this. You probably want to start small, maybe with a sampler, and see if you can handle it, because that flavor is dominant. Lingers on your tongue a little bit, but not too bad, but definitely strong. You better know what you're doing with that one. So the next one I'm gonna try is a recommendation from Chris's wife, Stephanie. You know that's gotta be good since her name's Stephanie too, right? And she said that this is what the Germans drink over in Germany. They usually will have some kind of wheat ale and they'll add a little bit of wine. It's a sweet wine called Woodruff. And that's what they usually drink to celebrate a new season. So what they did, Chris and Steph said that this is her favorite drink. They mixed the Berliner Nice, the one we just tried here, with that Woodruff to make their drink. And she said she drinks this one all the time. So, you know, obviously light color, same thing as the first one. Let's see if it changed the smell at all. You know, I don't get as much of the bready smell as I do from the first one. So that Woodruff calmed it down. It almost smells a little fruitier from that wine, that sweet wine. All right, let's taste it. Wow, it is sweet. And I don't get as much of that bread taste as I did from the first one that we tried. It didn't have that wine in it. Definitely sweet. I mean, it almost tastes like a soda. That's how sweet it is. It almost tastes like maybe peachy to me. Some kind of fruity peachy, kind of like that. To me, I wouldn't think at all that this is a beer. I would think that this is like a sweet wine. Wow. Or some kind of, you know, other drink. Wow, it really calms down that Woodruff, really calms down that breadiness of the actual sour wheat ale. Gives it a nice flavor, but very, very sweet. So if you're a sweet tooth, have them put some Woodruff in there for you, okay? So the ABV on that is, you've got 4.5%, which is actually the beer, but we don't know what the Woodruff is. I didn't look it up. So just think it's a little bit higher because of the Woodruff. So maybe 6, maybe. So my rating of the Berliner White Nice plus Woodruff is 8.5. I normally don't like something this sweet, but if you do have a sweet tooth, I mean, this is the way to go. Very, very good. The last one we're gonna try is the Black is Beautiful Imperial Stout. The ABV on this is 9.4%. You better bring it, right? So, you know, right away, I mean, this thing is dark. Let me hold that up. This thing is darker than dark. Black. Black is beautiful, right? Definitely has that wininess smell that you usually get when you get higher up in the ABVs. Barley wine. What was that Scottish ale that I had?
And I definitely smell coffee. Not as much of the like roasted type of bread or you know, toasty, roasty kind of thing. More of a coffee. All right, let's try it. Wow, very smooth. It just hits you with that coffee. Totally hits you, but very smooth going down. Not too bad on the wininess, because sometimes the higher ABVs, you get that like winey flavor and then it kind of overpowers the actual taste of the roasty toasty or the coffee of the porter or the stout. Very nice, very smooth. And chocolatey too. Definitely has a chocolatey flavor to it, which is typical of this type of beer. And it's got sweetness to it. So I'm wondering if he's using some type of lactose in that to counteract, you know, the bitterness of the roasty, toasty, roasted malt that's in there. I don't know, I'll have to ask Chris. But anyway, very smooth going down. You get that heavy coffee, you know, aftertaste. So you better bring some breath mints or make sure that your lover is drinking the same thing or else you're gonna hurt somebody. That's all right. Woo! So my rating for Black is Beautiful Imperial Stout is 9.1. This is a strong beer. Black is Beautiful. I'll tell you, very, very nicely done. Wow. But I'm going to tread lightly with some of these because, woo, I had a big lunch, but come on, you know, I'm going to have to call an Uber to get me home. So next up, Chris is going to take us on a little tour of his brewing mastery, 83 Brewing. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Chris from 83 Brewery. I'm the brewer and one of the co-owners of the brewery. We can go back this way and you can see where we make all the beer. So this is our 7-barrel brew house. We have 4 fermenters, 1 bright tank. And if you come this way, we can see the actual brew house. Our boil kettle in the back corner, our mash tun, and then in that other corner is our hot liquor tank.
Nice.
That's a little bottling rig. We just finished packaging some bourbon barrel-aged Christmas sale last week.
Christmas
in July release, yes.
Excellent. My second favorite
time to be. And back there's our grain storage, glycol chiller. Tank washer, jockey boxes.
Anything special in the tanks?
We have our Pilsner in our tank and our tropical stout. And then next week, they're all going to get filled up again.
Nice. All right, we're back, and it's time for quiz.
It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time.
Question number 1. The standard growler is A, 24 ounces, B, 48 ounces, or C, 64 ounces.
64 ounces.
And the answer is, that is correct, 64 ounces. So in 1989, Otto Brothers Brewing used a New England tin pail and refilled it for their customers. Well, that wasn't really practical because it's a tin pail, it's gross, you can't clean it, and it gets all like rusty inside. So what they did was they came up with the bottle version. made of glass, and they just kept the 64 ounces because that was about what the pail was.
Interesting.
64 ounce growler was born, 1989. Question number two. In medieval Europe, the average person drank how many liters of beer per year? Was it A, 50? Was it B, 250? Or was it C, 500?
What year?
Medieval Europe.
We'll go with 500.
And the answer is, it was B, 250. Ah. So I did some calculations because I'm like, okay, how many liters per gallons kind of thing. So 250 liters is around 66 gallons. 1 gallon is 128 ounces, and that equals roughly 10 bottles, right? 12-ounce bottles. So they would do 660 bottles per year. That's really only like 2 bottles a day.
Yeah, but they didn't really drinking water, though.
That's right, so. And that's why they drank beer, because it was safer and cleaner than the water supply, because it was boiled.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Question number three. What, let me see, I can't even read my own writing. Question number three, what species is hops poisonous to? Is it A, humans? Is it B, dogs? Or is it C, snails?
Dogs.
And the answer is B, dogs. That is correct. So just like chocolate, too much hops can cause gastric upset and distress enough that it will poison the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Snails actually love beer, and so do slugs.
And humans.
And of course humans, of course. You got that right, so. We definitely know, even if it was poisonous, I probably still would drink it because I love it. So that's it for the show. Thank you, 83 Brewing, for hosting us today and allowing us to try some of your tasty beverages. I can't wait to come back around Christmas time, because they got a whole lot of other beers that are fermenting and aging in some wood barrels over there next to me. I can't wait to dig into some of those. So stay tuned for future episodes, because we will be back. Make sure you subscribe and hit that little bell notification and give us a thumbs up, so that it sends it out into the YouTube algorithm and gives us some more subscribers. We hit 500 this week. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about that. So make sure you hit the subscribe. We got to get our numbers up so that we can have more people enjoying the Beer Diva Show. And make sure you go out today and have a nice beer with somebody that you love, and enjoy the hard work of these brewers like Chris and Steph. You're worth it. And remember, don't worry, be happy.